listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation.
Well, good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon. And we welcome and greet all you listeners wherever you may be, in a car, at home, on the computer. We just welcome you to our program. We're on every Saturday from 12 noon until 1. And we've called this program, in fact, July the 8th, just a few more days. It'll be 18 years we've been on the radio. So we welcome you to the program. And we want God to bless you, and you'll learn some things. You can grow up and understand some things maybe we've never known before, because we need to raise the standard in the body of Christ. And so Don and I co-pastor a church here in Stuart. We have for 22 and a half years now, Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. And so it's been a challenge, but it's been a lot of fun also. So we hope you can stay tuned in for the whole program. And like we tell you up front, if you can't, we offer CDs and tapes of what we're going to discuss today. If you'd like to get a copy of it, all we ask for is a love offering. And you can make out a check to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. And that's at Post Office Box 413, Stuart, Florida. And our zip is 34995 there. But maybe you just like to give an offering. Maybe you don't want to receive anything. Maybe you've been listening for quite a few years or a year or whatever, and you've never sent a gift into the this ministry. Well, just ask the Lord.
Amen.
He'll show you what to do. And if you do, you'll be blessed. We know that.
Like I said, an anniversary gift for the radio program. How many years?
Yeah, it'll be 18 years on July the 8th.
18 years, so also our wedding anniversary.
Right, 54 years we've been married.
The number 8 is a number of new beginnings.
New beginnings. So we're starting all over again, aren't we, honey?
That's right. Well, you know, amen. Every day is a new beginning.
That's right.
But the number 8 does represent new beginnings.
Yeah, we'd like to say hello to some wonderful friends of ours, Roscoe and Audrey Walks, the Apostle and Prophet on Andros Island. I hope you're being able to listen in today. We love you both in your church so much.
Amen.
And so we keep you in prayer. So we just ask that God's blessings upon you and all that you do. And so we love you very much. And I got another good friend, Harley. I'd like to say hello to Harley again today. If he's listening with those nice ears of his, well, we just say he'll have ears to hear as well. So we're honored to be here with you again.
And other people who are listening.
That's
around,
right. Everybody else.
Not only, you know, Pastor Gene on the radio, but actually on the internet as well.
That's right.
We could say hello to Daryl up there in the Carolinas.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. So there's people, and my brother over in Australia. So if you happen to be, you know, traveling down the highway, and this is the first time you've picked up this radio broadcast, Raising the Standard, you can always listen to us every week at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time on your device, on your phone or your internet, and just go to WCNO.com.
Amen.
And you can actually go back and listen to some broadcasts that we have done in the past.
In the past, right.
So that would be on WCNO.com. And just go to Saturday, and you know they have it scheduled there. Go there, scheduling. Go to Saturday and look for 12 Eastern time, and you'll see Raising the Standard, and you'll see Pastor Gene Hilton's name. So there we are,
right
so
there.
There we are, 18 years.
It soon be, yeah, just a few more days. I haven't mentioned this for a while. You know, I've done this book I've had for a long time now, called God's Prophetic Calendar and the Pictures of the Messiah, as revealed in God's appointed times. And if you'd like to have that, it covers all the appointed times over in Leviticus chapter 23, the history behind it, the prophetic implications. So we offer that with all the appointed times. Plus, we have Hanukkah in there and Purim. And if you'd like to have that, all we ask for is a love offering in that case of $25 for the book and maybe like $3 for shipping and handling, and we'll be glad to send that out to you. So call. Donna's going to give you the number in a moment. You can call or you can just make out a check, as we said, to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. The address is Post Office Box 413, and that's in Stuart, Florida. The zip is 34995, and as soon as I get the check, I'll be glad to mail one of those books out to you. All right.
I want to mention also that our July calendar, or our Tammuz Av calendar, is ready to be mailed. So if you'd like to have a copy of that, some of them have already been mailed out. Mm-hmm. And so we have this. It's a calendar, a monthly calendar that we do, and it has the Hebrew and also our Gregorian calendar on it. Mm-hmm. And so you can see both we're in the month of Tammuz and also the month of Av. And today we're going to talk about the ninth of Av. And also on the calendar we have the Hebrew alphabet. So we need to learn the Hebrew alphabet, because there's so much meaning in the Hebrew alphabet, and also the numbers that are represented by each letter. There's 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet plus some finals. But if you'd like one of those calendars, it's free for the asking.
Just send a self-addressed envelope.
That's right. So just we're going to give you the phone number
and
mail
it to you.
And you're able to avail yourself to that. We mm-hmm. it's got some good information on it, and also it has information about the ninth of Av, which is what we're going to talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to give the telephone number, and I also want to mention that we do have services here in Stuart, Florida. Friday night we have Shabbat services at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And we meet with the Lord, and we also have communion that night. Every Friday night we have communion, and we light the Shabbat candles, and we celebrate the holy day.
Yeah, the day of rest.
Day of rest, the seventh day.
And then we take communion together as a body of Christ. It's a wonderful time. Amen. We enjoy doing that.
Amen. And then on Sunday we have services, and we won't have anything today. On Saturday,
4th of July.
On the 4th of July, that's right, you need to pray for our nation.
Yes.
But we will have services on Sunday, tomorrow, mm-hmm. at 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. So come and worship God with us. And I know you'll be blessed. Amen. We are always blessed, and God always moves in our services. So we are a full gospel church, spirit-filled. So we'd love to have you come and visit us. And we do celebrate the Feast of the Lord. And so I'm going to give you the telephone number if you're ready. It's area code 772-285-7007. I'll repeat that. Area code 772-285-7007.
Amen.
Amen.
So we're honored to be here with you.
Amen.
We hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. So be blessed with what you hear, not because of Donna and I, but because we're going to give you some things from the Word of God. And Donna, miss, we're going to talk a little quite a bit here about the ninth of Av, but there's some things before that. Today happens to be Tammuz 17. There's a 20-day or 21-day period on the Jewish calendar from Tammuz 17 to the ninth of Av. They've had some incredible, terrible things happen to them, and there'll be a time of fasting in Israel starting today.
We start our teaching,
yes,
I want to mention too that we are going to be starting a series the next week on the 11th on a Saturday.
18th, isn't it? What date is it for sure?
It's the 11th.
It's the 11th? Okay.
Or are you going to show a video?
We got a video.
Okay,
it's going to be on the 18th.
You're going to show a video on the 11th, right?
On the 18th.
Amen.
Yeah, we'll
class. Tell you about that. But if you're on the 18th, we'll be starting a series every Saturday for about how many weeks?
5 weeks.
5 weeks. And I'm going to let you tell them about it. If you're interested in ministry
and growing up
in the Lord, right, and being a mature Christian,
yes,
then you might want to come and take this class, and you will get credit for it if you take the class and if you do the homework and everything else that goes along with it. You know, we do have to pay a price for things that we want to do, and it's not cost. We don't charge for the course. We could charge for the course, but I think that
a lot of places do on different things.
People need to study to show ourselves what?
Approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's what it's all about.
Amen. And so we've titled this course, it's called the 10 M's. And it's about the 10 things that a minister needs to be,
or even a saint if they want to minister to people and all that. And
well, so we're all ministers,
that's
though,
right,
aren't we?
That's right. We should be. So, but this is how to mature and maintain it. So they're called the 10 M's because they all start with an M. So I'm going to give you all 10, and we're going to do 2 a week. So what we're going to do, so it's going to take 5 weeks. The first one's about manhood. The next one's called ministry. The next one's message. The fourth one is maturity, and the fifth one, right in the middle, is marriage. 6 is methods. 7 is manners. 8 is money, 9 is morality, and number 10 is our motive. So this is a very interesting and in-depth course, and there'll be handouts for you to have fill-ins and all that, and so we're going to teach on that. And we haven't done it for a while, but it's really a strong way with the Word of God to see what God would expect of us to be true ministers of the gospel and to be able to touch people's lives and teach them the truth. And so when we can fulfill these things, well, then we'll be more qualified to do what God would have us to do in these days. Amen? So we may not all be preachers, but we're all ministers of reconciliation. And so the more you find out how you should walk and talk and the conversation you have, your total conduct of your life and all, and the important things, well, then you'll walk in a place that will please God, and you'll be able to bless other people. And when they ask you questions, you'll have some answers to give them. Amen? So if you want to partake of that, that'll be 2 weeks from today on the 18th of July. We're going to start this. It's our Bible school. We've kind of laid it down for a while because we've been showing DVDs and all.
Good ones, too.
Good ones. Very good DVDs. It's about things of God. So you can mark that on your calendar, July the 18th at 4 o'clock, and you're welcome to come. No charge. Amen?
In fact, the DVD you're going to show next week is really
powerful. Really an eye-opener. Well,
really,
that's right.
Really powerful.
About
one.
The subtle things. It's the mind control that's coming off of commercials and things on TV that people don't realize that the devil's behind. All right,
we're deceived. Well, that's first
right.
One is about manhood. Does that mean manhood and womanhood?
That's right. Well, that's right.
Okay,
that's,
I'm just joking.
We've used the word mankind.
I know it means that, but you said...
That's right.
So we need to all grow up.
And, that's right.
And you know, we're all ministers, men, female, male, female.
That's right.
God, there's no, the Bible says.
No difference.
No, that's right.
That's right. God will use whoever he calls, if they're willing to do it, amen.
And it could be a child, amen, you know. It's a good thing for teenagers to come and learn this too, you know.
Yeah.
Not just adults, but this would be good for young people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they go to school and they learn things from the time they're very little, and then that's how children learn, and they need to be taught.
Amen.
You know.
So we're going to talk about this time. We're going to spend some time with the ninth of Av, but that's 21 days away. But there's some things we might need to know that leads up to that's happening with the Jewish people through the years. And so I've got some paperwork here with a lot of these things that's happened on the ninth of Av. We might talk about those in a little bit. There's so many of them, and we don't have all of them. But you know, the ninth of Av was a dreadful day on the Jewish calendar in many areas. So I'm going to take you to Zechariah to start with, and we're going to go to chapter 8, and I want to read verse 18 through 23 with you. We're going to give you the Word of God. This is the King James Version Bible, and it says this, "And the word of the Lord of hosts came unto me, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the fast of the fourth month, the fast of the fifth, the fast of the seventh, and the fast of the tenth, shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness and a cheerful feast. Therefore, love the truth and peace." So what's going to happen at the end when the kingdom comes? This is going to be a joyous time. So the fast of the fourth month is what they're in right now. There'll be a fast during the month of Tammuz. And then the fast of the fifth is when the ninth of Av come. The fifth month is the month of Av. And then the fast of the seventh is when the Day of Atonement comes. That's the only one of these fasts that God put in place. He ordained those. These others, man decided to do these on their own. And then the last one is the fast of the 10th month, which is the time to vet. This is the time when the Maccabees had their victory over the Seleucids and all with Antiochus Epiphanes. So they had a fast at that time. And so one day, all those fasts that have been mourning in many areas is going to be what? He said it's going to be gladness and joy and cheerful feast. But let's go on now. Verse 20. "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, it shall yet come to pass that there shall come people and the inhabitants of many cities are going to come to Israel and to Jerusalem. Huh? And the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, Let us go speedily to pray before the Lord and to seek the Lord of hosts. I will go also. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before the Lord." Verse 23, the last verse I'm going to read. "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days," what? At the very end, "it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all the languages of the nations," these are the Gentile nations, "even shall take hold of the skirt," this is going to be the tallit and the tzitzits on the end of those tallits. Hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. And boy, is he with the Jewish people today. He's never turned from them. He never will. So this season we're in right now, starting today with Israel and all, it'll be a time of inspection of themselves and the mourning and thinking about all the things in history that's happened to them. And so we know the 9th of Av is a day that the first temple was destroyed and 586 B.C., and then in 70 A.D., on the same day, the second temple was torn down by the Romans and destroyed also. And so it's a terrible time for them to remember all these things. But we're coming up, in 3 weeks we'll be on the 9th of Av. And so, but the culmination of this three-week period, as we talked about a moment ago, increases mourning, their mourning and sadness, beginning with the fast of the 17th of Tammuz. That's today, which commemorates the first breach in the walls of Jerusalem before the first temple was destroyed. That's when the first breach came on the temple. And then this 9th of Av is a day similar to Yom Kippur in many, many aspects. While most other fasts on the Hebrew calendar only last from dawn to nightfall, the 9th of Av fast lasts about 25 hours, beginning at sunset on the eve of the 9th of Av and ending at the nightfall the next day. It's incredible when we think about it. So I'm just going to give you some of these things that happened, then we'll talk about some other things also. The things in history that's happened, that all these things happened on the 9th of Av. This is a mind blower. So you might get a pen out, and you might want to write these things down. The first one we have here is in 1312 B.C. Now, this is before Christ. The 10 spies brought a bad report leading to the wilderness, and this started the curse that happened with Israel at that time. That was in 1312 B.C. Now the next one we have is in 1200 B.C. Israel was told by God in the wilderness that generation would not enter the land of promise because of what? Their disobedience. That's the thing, bad thing. Now 586 B.C., we just talked about that. The Babylonian army destroyed the Holy Temple. It's incredible. And then we have 70 A.D., Titus and the Roman army destroyed the Holy Temple again on the exact same day. It's incredible. And then we have 135 AD, and there was a city there in a stronghold called Bethar. This was a stronghold of Bar Kokhba, fell, ending the last trial for Jewish independence. A lot of the Jews thought Bar Kokhba was the Messiah, and they found out that he wasn't. All right. Now the next one we have is in 136 AD. Rome began to erect the pagan city on the site of the temple, and they dedicated what they were doing there. The Roman nation began to erect the pagan city on the site of the temple dedication. It's incredible. That was in 136 B.C. Now we go out to 1096 A.D. Or I'm sorry. Yeah, A.D. The first crusades began. I hope I didn't tell you B.C. on this. 136 A.D. is when the Romans erected this pagan city on the Temple Mount. 1096 A.D., the first crusades began on the 9th of Av. 1290 A.D., the Jews were expelled from England. Isn't that incredible? Now, 1306 A.D., the Jews were expelled from France on this exact date. 1492, on August the 11th, which was the 9th of Av, King Ferdinand and Queen Isabel signed expulsion papers. And by July on the 9th of Av, all the Jews had to be out of Spain. This was in 1492. Now we have one in 1648 A.D. I don't know how to pronounce this, but he's a Polish leader, Kilimanecki, I guess, massacred tens of thousands of the Polish Jews. That was in 1648. In 1670 A.D., the last Jews left Vienna following expulsion orders. And then we come to 1914. The declaration of World War I began on the 9th of Av. Isn't that incredible? When Germany declared war on Russia. And then we have 1942. Plans for the annihilation of the Jews were drafted, initiating World War II. The Nazis began deporting of Jews from the Warsaw Ghetto. Think about this. This was on the date 1942, July 23rd. Bodies were burned in open pits on that day. Treblinka extermination camp opened in occupied Poland. Buildings containing 10 gas chambers, each holding 200 people, was established. And then we have the year 1990. the Gulf War begins, and Saddam Hussein, who's a type of Nimrod, raised his fist against Kuwait and the world. That was in 1990. Now, we have 2005. Listen to this one. This was just recent. Midnight on August the 14th, which was the 9th of Av on that year, Jewish citizens in the Gaza Strip were evacuated and told they had to leave, and disengagement from the Gaza Strip was completed on August 22nd, and there was many others as well. Isn't that incredible? These are just a handful of things that happened on the 9th of Av. So no wonder the Jews are in great inspection of themselves and in mourning at this time, wondering how did we fail God, and how did all these things happen, you know? And it all started way back in the beginning. He told them in Deuteronomy, yeah, I'm going to give you the blessings and the cursings. If you do what I tell you, you'll be blessed. If not, you're going to be scattered all the world. Well, they didn't obey God, and so they're scattered all the world, just like he said. And so things don't look too good for them when we see all this stuff going on today because of their disobedience. So it's a word for us, as a Pastor Donna.
Amen.
That everything we do has to be based on obedience and nothing else. Now, if you tuned in with us last week, we talked about this month of Tammuz that we're in right now. We took you to Ezekiel chapter 8, verses 13 and 14 over there, where we saw the women were worshiping Tammuz, which is a queen of heaven. And then we took you over to Jeremiah chapter 44, and it's mentioned about four times in that chapter of chapter 44 about the queen of heaven. This was this Tammuz that they were worshiping, and God was very upset. But over there in Ezekiel chapter 8, it showed Ezekiel was taking a heavenly vision, and he looked through the cracks of the wall in the temple, and he saw all this abominations that was being done in the temple that God didn't like. And he saw the graffiti written on the walls and all that, you know, with the wild animals and all, the worshiping animals. And then he says, I've got one more abomination that's even greater than those. And this is where he revealed the women worshiping Tammuz. And so they laid a time aside for 40 days before the day of this Tammuz, the 17th of Tammuz. They laid these 40 days aside to start with, to prepare for a holiday or a festival they had to honor Tammuz, which is the god of fertility, god of Babylon. And we can see all the things that happened with all that, with the queen of heaven. And they worshiped the queen of heaven. They made raisin cakes for her and all that. What an abomination to God. But it went on for a lot of years. And so finally, if you read over in Ezekiel over there, a few chapters after chapter 8, we find out that God just is so upset with what the abominations that he sees. So it says he just lifted off the threshold and he left the temple. The presence of God left, and it was never there again. It was never there again until Yeshua came several hundred years later. And when he walked into the temple, that's when the presence of God was there. When he was not there, there was no presence. All the elements that they had, that they used, all the things that they had used, the spoons, the forks, the ark, the showbread, the altar of incense, all that was all gone because the Babylonians took all that and all the gold. And so there was nothing there. So you wonder what they did in those days. But they were trying to honor God, but everything was gone. But one day we know that the temple will be established and there'll be worship on that during Jacob's trouble. But the only time, the key things, remember, is when the presence of God was back in that house after he left back in Ezekiel, the God Spirit. The presence was gone, and the only time it returned was when Yeshua the Messiah walked into the temple and he began to teach the people there as well. So it's an incredible thing to think about what Israel did because of their disobedience. So no wonder they have a fast today and all, remembering how they failed God. But see, we don't want to fail God, do we, Pastor Don?
Amen.
We don't need to fail God. We can obey his words. We can keep his commandments and his statutes and all those things he's given us. And even John said that in his first letter, in the Epistle of John, that he said his commandments are not burdensome. They're not difficult for us. They're not grievous or burdens. They're easy. And so what do we have to overcome? We overcome what? Satan, the world, and our flesh. And so we have to do that. You know, Adam and Eve failed in the garden. Jesus was taken out in the wilderness after he was water baptized. Well, he was out there tempted the same way they were, but he didn't fail. He was tempted the same way with the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. So he overcame, and he told us in his word, because I overcome, you can overcome. And so we have to obey his word and walk in the fullness of it and look at the entire Bible, not just pick and choose what we want and throw the rest of it out. I hear this all the time about, you know, the first covenant's been done away with. No, it's not been done away with. Just the ceremonial things have been done away. So what God's telling us, even over Jeremiah 31 about that, it was not the law was being, destroyed or done away with. No, it was just, there was a new understanding of how we look at the Torah and we put it in our heart. and we'll want to do those things that the Lord's asked us to do, and because of that, we will be blessed. So it's just a new way to look at it, and doesn't mean it's done away with, because the Torah teaches us how to walk a holy and righteous life with God. So we need to look at those things. So it has not been abrogated. It has not been laid aside. It's still active today. Aren't you glad? He told us everything over there about lying, cheating, adultery, fornication in the first covenant as well. And it's reiterated in the new. So it has not been done away with. So we have to keep that in mind when we think about all the things we're hearing in the church today, that we don't have to keep that anymore. We do. We have to keep His commandments, His statutes, His ordinances, the things that He put in place. We have to honor those things. That's why I wrote this book about the pictures of the Messiah, all the appointed times. Those are all holy days with God. Those are holy and important days. And so we honor those every year. We don't do it legalistically, but we teach about it, about the historical aspect and also the prophetic aspect. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we need to know, because it's all pointing to one person and one person only. His name is Yeshua HaMashiach, our Messiah. So it's interesting we think about this. But let's think about these things about the
seven. I want to read that scripture, Pastor G.
Okay, go right ahead.
It says, for this is the love of God. So we have to have the love of God.
That's right.
That we keep His commandments.
That's right.
And His commandments are not grievous.
That's right. They don't grieve us, do they? Because we should want to do those things.
We should. If we love God, we will want to be, we want to keep His commandments.
And walk holy.
Holy and live a holy life.
That's right. So if we think about this now, historically, the 21 days from the 17th of Tammuz to the 9th of Av that we're talking about represented a notable time of bitterness and destruction for the Jews. According to the rabbis, the demon that prevails during this time is also called Ketev, K-E-T-E-V, Ketev, and it means meaning. The meaning here is destruction and bitterness. That's how bad the time is. The Jewish rabbis regarded Ketev not solely as a plague, but a demon with authority to cause death and destruction through what? Plagues. It was during this precise time that the Lord's prophecy concerning the destruction of Jerusalem was fulfilled. It's incredible.
And, you know, I believe that even though we are looking at the Jewish calendar, but God knows that the Gregorian calendar we're on now, and He
Absolutely.
Knows what's happening in our world today.
Sure does.
And you know the 17th of Tammuz happens to be on the 4th of July.
This year, it's interesting. Isn't
That's
it?
Right. It's the 4th of July.
That might be a harbinger.
We need to pray today. We really need to pray for our nation, for
yes,
the United States of America, because there's a lot of sin abounding. Well, we know grace abounds, but there's a lot of sin. But there's so much sin that, you know, we are, people are mocking God.
They sure are.
And they're basically
Shaking their fist at Him, that's right.
In the face of God.
That's right.
And you know, God is a God of love, but He's also a God of judgment and justice.
That's right.
And you know, whenever Israel, and we can look at Israel as an example, or really any nation, because nations rise and nations fall, and God's in control of the world, of the nations. So we can even look at Israel and how when they were disobedient, how they suffered loss and
they
how
sure
they
did.
Fell and how they even went into captivity.
Yeah.
And they had to pay, they were punished for a certain number of years.
Big price they paid.
And so they had to pay for their sin.
Yeah.
And so what's happening here in America, we're going to have this nation. There's people that live righteous lives in this nation, but this nation is going to suffer because of the decisions that are made over the nation.
That's right.
See, each state, if each state could make their own decisions, but no, the nation, the government of the United States
overrides a lot of that.
Overrides a lot of the things that the Christians or maybe or perhaps even a state would not condone or
That's
would
right.
not want to condone. But because we are a nation, a state of, 50 states in this nation, because it overrides all of everyone's rights and says, you know, they set the law, and basically they're like God. They're setting the law of the land.
Sure.
And so, but they're
Even
not.
Though it's contrary
but they're
to God.
Not going according to as this country started under the word of the Lord, the
That's
word
right.
of the Bible.
That's right.
So what are we doing? This nation is coming against the laws of God, or the Torah of God, which is the word of God.
And all the kingdoms that did that, they all gone today.
Because they don't what? Love God.
That's right.
It goes right back there. If for this is the love of God. They don't love God. God loves us, but they don't love God.
That's right.
And so they come against the things that are sent, that are in the word of God. And so, you know what? We are here on the 17th of Tammuz, right now, today, this day, right now, this day. And we really need to pray because things could happen.
Our country,
God,
too.
You know, God, there's a protection, but if God lifts his hand, if he lifts his cloud of protection,
whoa.
You know, the Jewish people, they had to stay when they were in the wilderness, and they were in the wilderness all those years because of their disobedience. They weren't in the wilderness because God wanted them to stay there for 40 years.
Nope.
No, God wanted them to go out. He said he sent the spies out, and 10 of them came back with a bad report, and so they had to be punished for those 40 days that they went out searching out the land, right? Searching out the land. And they came back. Only two of them had a good report.
83% had a bad
Caleb,
report, yeah.
And the other 10, one from every single tribe, the other 10 had a bad report. And so because of those 40 days, and they came back with a bad report. See, God had already told them they could have the land.
That's right.
But they didn't trust God. They didn't believe God. They were looking with their natural eyes. They weren't seeing in the spirit. See, Joshua and Caleb, they could see in the spirit. They saw the giants. They weren't blinded to the giants, but they also saw the good land. So, but
God,
and then they also
them.
Believed God's the report of the Lord.
Amen.
So they had a good report. But see, they even had to suffer those 40 years to stay wait until they were 80 years old before.
1 year for
go.
Every day of disobedience.
Everyone else died off, you know, that was 20 years and older. So they had to wait for a new generation to rise up before they could go into the promised land. So,
right.
You know, those were 40 years of really, they were punishment. And they
absolutely.
had to eat what, you know, the manna. And
right.
They didn't like that either.
Mm-hmm.
They complained about a lot of things. So, you know, what's happening? God is, he will punish.
That's right. People. 1312 BC, they came back with a bad report.
Don't you believe
on
that?
On the ninth of Av.
Children, the people, and the Bible talks about if you love your child, you will correct them.
I hope so, yes.
Well, so God corrected them because of their disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
So if, and so don't you, God doesn't change. The Bible says, God says, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. So
that's right.
God will punish. And what happens? You know, people, good people that are trying to obey the Lord and being faithful to God, they suffer as well.
That's
see,
right.
Because Joshua and Caleb, they came back with a good report. And Moses didn't have a bad report. But, and you know, and the little children, they didn't have a bad report. But, you know, the people, a good number of the people turned the wrong way, went against God. And so all of, everyone,
the majority
had,
of them did,
everyone
yeah.
had to be, everyone suffered loss.
That's
everyone
right, because of
suffered
it.
The punishment because they were all together as one.
That's
but
right.
They were all together as one. This is a key. But they were not all in one accord.
That's right. You got
they
it.
Were in disobedience.
That's right.
And so they suffered loss. So how can we expect, you know, we say God bless America. We sing that song. I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, America needs, we need to bless God.
Do
and
things
be obedient
his way.
To God's word because God's word has not changed.
God That's
doesn't
right.
rewrite his Bible.
Sure
you know,
did.
Does God doesn't rewrite his word or his Torah.
Every 100
or
years.
Or his law.
Yeah.
No. And that's one reason why we stay in this one Bible, because we could go, you could go on the internet and you can look up all these different versions and, you know, every the words are changed, the words are left out. And that's the plan of the enemy, to water down the word of God, to say, oh, did God say that? Well,
right.
Who said that in the very beginning?
Yeah.
Isn't that what Satan said in the garden? Did God say?
Yeah.
He questioned God. And what did he do? By questioning God, he put doubt in people's minds. Well, people's minds right now have doubt about a lot of things that God says. And they think that God's love is going to just swim us through, you know.
That's right. But there's a requirement on it. There's a high price to walk in the love of God, and he expects it of us. But I think about all these kingdoms that's come down through the years against the Israel, the Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were all godless nations. And so they lasted for a certain period of time because of what they were doing. What he brought them all down. And so here our country today is 239 years old today. So what's going to happen here if we don't turn around? So
I think I have on this calendar most of what you read. I don't have mm-hmm. the one about 1990.
Right.
Which you mentioned
right,
was.
About the Gulf War began.
The Gulf War.
Yeah. With Saddam Hussein.
That one. Yeah, I don't
against
have that
Kuwait.
One.
Yeah.
But I have quite a few of them that I was able to get on the calendar.
There's a lot more besides this. That
there are a lot.
On the 9th of August. I mean, there's tons of them, and it's an important date with the Jewish people. No wonder they're going to fast today and,
mm-hmm.
and more. But let's look at this a little bit further now. There's some interesting things about this. You know, we already talked about the 21 days between Tammuz 17 and the 9th of August, and we talked about the meaning of it. And we already mentioned on the 17th of Tammuz is in 70 AD is when the Romans breached the walls of Jerusalem for 3 weeks. The Roman troops ransacked and destroyed the city until on the 9th of Av, they burned the temple. Whew.
Actually, the temple was destroyed twice on
the exact same day. So, and we mentioned about both the Babylonian and Roman captivity. The temple was destroyed on this same day. During the Holocaust, the Nazis systematically chose the 9th of Av to carry out murderous and other demonically inspired actions against the Jewish community. The prophet Zechariah spoke of these dates in Zechariah chapter 8, verse 19, which we already read. Amen. Now, the fast of the fourth month was to be conducted on the 17th of Tammuz, which is today, representing a day of mourning because of the capture of Jerusalem and the various other serious and devastating things that happened on that date. So think about that one. Now, the fast of the fifth month, this is the 9th of Av, was to take place on that date, 9th of Av, because of the historical tragedies that occurred on this date. These periods of mourning and fasting were to be conducted until the promise of the coming restoration of Judah and the Messianic Kingdom. It's in the future. It's coming. Hallelujah. The ancient leaders recognized that the righteous must be hidden in a secret place of the Most High during this time of trouble, which they believed was a dress rehearsal for the birth pangs of the Messiah that we talk about. In Isaiah 26, 17, 21, talks about the Jews could be hid. Zephaniah 2, 3 also prophetically forecasts a season when the holy Jewish people were directed to seek God, to seek righteousness, and seek humility. And he said, perhaps you might be hidden in the day of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh's anger. Here, another verse about being hidden. So according to these rabbis, the heat of the noonday from 12 noon until 3 in the afternoon was a time of extreme activity for this evil spirit that we talked about, Ketiv, okay? Even a review of recent years will reveal that this season of time has produced considerable destruction through storms, droughts, floods, extreme heat, and even famine in the land of Israel. Listen to this now. On July 16th, 1994, which was on the 9th of Av, on the Hebrew calendar, the 21 pieces, remember this comet, Shoemaker-Levy comet, began its bombardment, I'll get in a minute, on the planet of Jupiter. And then on July 21st in 2009, just a few years later, Jupiter was hit again, exactly 15 years, less 1 week, from the time that Shoemaker-Levy hit by something as large as the Earth. Can you imagine? Hit that planet. God could be speaking to us again. Could he be speaking to us? Did God give someone else 15 more years? Remember Zedekiah? He was given 15 more years. He begged God. He didn't want to die, and God gave him 15 more years. Jupiter is commonly recognized as a symbol of idolatry and paganism. This is by the world. But the Jews understand that Jupiter is the planet of the Messiah. But listen to this now. One of the most devastating events in the history of Israel occurred when the image of Jupiter, this was Zeus, okay, was placed on the temple of God. We continue to observe the Feast of Hanukkah as a celebration of the victory of the Maccabees in removing this pagan god from the temple and reinstituting temple worship. So Jupiter was Zeus, okay? And we know what the Maccabees did. They stopped all that. You know, Antiochus Epiphanes came in and put a statue of Zeus on the altar in the temple, put his face on it, and it was incredible how the abomination that he brought to God. Well, the Maccabees took it all back. So it is very clear, prophetically, I think, and very significant, that Shoemaker-Levy comet began its assault on the planet Jupiter on this notable date. It is also significant that the comet was broken into 21 pieces, also representing what? The 21 days extending from the 17th of Tammuz until the 9th of Av, the season which this prevailing spirit, operates with its greatest authority. So it's incredible. 21 days these hit. So they hit the planet of the Messiah. It's like the world coming against the Messiah. That's what we have today. Even though Jupiter is a symbol of idolatry for the pagan world, it is also a term for righteousness in the Hebrew language. The Hebrew name for Jupiter is Zedeki, and comes from the word meaning righteous or righteous one. It is from this term that the name Melchizedek is derived in our word, denoting what it meant, king of righteousness. Clearly, we can see that Satan, the devil, has perverted Jupiter into a symbol of what? Idolatry. However, we can glean understanding from this term is a symbol of righteousness and the hope of our being cleansed by the truth of God's Word, thereby making us a suitable habitation for His Holy Ghost so that we can share in His holiness. So incredible. So these were signs in the heavens. This was back in 1994 and then also in 2009. So it's amazing. I remember when that happened, they showed it on TV. You could see those things hitting the planet Jupiter with their big telescope. Now we have some customs also associated with the 9th of Av. Listen to this. Torah is forbidden on the 9th of Av as it is considered an enjoyable activity. They can't even read the Torah. Except for what? Sad texts such as the Book of Lamentations, which is a mourning book. They're mourning. The Book of Job and portions of Jeremiah. From the meal immediately after the fast until noon the next day, it is customary to sit on low stools or on a floor as they do during their Shivas and all that. Now, people refrain from greeting each other or sending gifts on this day. They're in mourning. Listen to this. Old prayer books and old Torahs are often buried on this day. During this three-week period, weddings and other parties are not permitted, and people refrain from cutting their hair during those 3 weeks. During this time, weddings and other parties are not permitted, and people refrain from cutting their hair. It is customary to refrain from eating and drinking certain things and washing, bathing, shaving, or wearing cosmetics, wearing leather shoes, and engaging in marital relationships because it's called what? Because they call it work. Work is restricted. They were not allowed to do any of that. So we have some powerful things when we think about this time called the 17th of Tammuz, which is today, and the Jewish people are honoring that day today with the fast. So I'm going to go back. We mentioned that we talked about Tammuz and the women worshiping the Queen of Heaven. I want to take you back over to Jeremiah 44.
You wonder why 21.
That's right.
Well, you know, in the Bible, 21 is a number that, God has numbers and it means something. And it symbolizes great wickedness and rebellion.
It's divisible by seven also,
and
isn't
sin.
It?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The children of Israel left Egypt's bondage. They had 21 major rebellious events as they traveled and wandered the wilderness. And well, and so here we go. We coming from today to this 21st day, which will be the 9th of Av. Could something happen then?
That's right. That's 21 days from today. Yeah, that's
that
right.
That something might happen
this
on
year.
The 9th of Av.
Yeah.
Could be something happening in Israel. Could be something happening here in America or other places. Because
that's right.
The 9th of Av is a number that it's repeated. Things that happen. There's results of things that have happened in places or during times that will fall on this day. So it's a day that God knows about it. God knows when the 9th of Av is. And so many of these things that you see that you read about happen on the 9th of Av.
The exact same day.
21 days. And, you know, 21 days. 21 is a number of God bringing justice or judgment to a people or to a nation.
So pray during these 21 days that nothing's going to happen to Israel on the 9th of Av. And what's what we need to do? Mm-hmm. We need to lift that nation up.
Major rebellion.
That's right.
And, you know,
major rebellion.
Are we not in major rebellion in the United States of America?
Oh, boy, are we, huh? Yes.
Well, with what? With the decisions that have been made just in the last week or so? Two major ones. And so here we are. We're in major rebellion.
That's right.
And people are wanting to even change our flag. And you see what's happened with the flag. And on the White House, we have, you know, God made a rainbow. God made a rainbow. And God promised the rainbow as a token
mm-hmm.
of His love, of His, that He would not destroy the earth again.
By water.
And He made the rainbow. And the rainbow has seven
colors
in it. Okay. And so the enemy always steals what God has.
Amen.
Now the rainbow of another flag, that which we saw in the White House.
Yeah, it only has six colors in it.
It has six colors.
Which is man's number.
And six is man's number. And man is trying to overrule what God is
doing. That's right. You got it.
God made that rainbow. And He made it for us. And He made it for the people to know, to remind them.
Absolutely.
And to remind Him.
You're
that
right.
He would never destroy the earth again with water.
Mm-hmm.
But man has made a rainbow, and they want to hang it everywhere to say what they believe and
that's
what
right.
they think is right, and to change the true meaning of the rainbow
right.
to another meaning, to
They're
twist the word of God.
To mock God.
To mock God, and to say And the law that they have made now that, you know, anyone can marry anyone, you know, you can marry anyone. And, you know, it's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse because if you even read in the Bible, you know, people were even having bestiality in the, Bible. I mean, it doesn't go from worse to stay level. No, it goes worse.
It's an abomination.
You finally go down and you're in the gutter, you know.
That's it.
And so America is going down. It's going down in the gutter. And so here we have now the enemy, the devil, twists the word. And now he's taken God, the rainbow that God gave to the people. And he has a rainbow. And, you know, if you don't know anything about the rainbow and you don't know anything about the colors that are in the rainbow and the order of the colors, you would say they look the same.
But they're not.
But they're not the same.
That's right.
See, the enemy deceives in small ways. And so that's why we need to know. See, there's only six colors in this new rainbow, this gay lesbian rainbow, which was designed back in San Francisco in 1978.
Yeah.
And so it has only grown and grown and grown, and now we've seen it on the White House. And that is a mockery to Christians and to people who believe that
the Bible's
one,
true.
One man and one woman.
You got it.
How else can you have children? See, God's created us to have me to have a husband, you to have a wife, one husband, one wife, and we would have godly children.
Amen.
Why did God do that? So that we would have godly children. And so what's happening now, if you look at how it snowballs and how the children now are believing the lie as well, because they're being taught the lie, they're experiencing the lie, they're living in the lie, and so they don't know the truth.
You got it.
Only with the Bible and the Word of God will we know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So here now we have this rainbow, this rainbow that's been around since 1978. But now it's in full bloom. I'd say it's in full bloom, and we're going to see it everywhere. And it would even, some of you people even talk about replacing our flag with this new flag.
The stripes with that flag, right? That part of it, yeah.
Yeah, the stripes and the colors, the rainbow colors,
just
and then
the
you
stars.
Still have the stars. So, and actually that speaks really loud and clear because it says 50 states, and that's what the Supreme Court voted. 50 states now is legal for anybody to change the marriage. And you know, you can't change God's law. You know, you might want to, you think you can,
can't
but
change
you
the definition
you
of it.
You can't change the meaning of marriage.
Nope.
God made it clear right in the first book of the Bible, Genesis.
That's right.
About a man and a woman. They shall cleave to each other. A man and a woman should cleave to each other. And so here we have deception, and the lie is only covering the world, actually.
It's going everywhere. It's spreading
it's
cancer.
Everywhere. And so,
that's
you know, God has got to, God will judge us.
Sure will.
If he judged Sodom and Gomorrah, what will happen here in America?
And I said this to our church here probably, I don't know, a year or so ago, you know, when Abram went into the promised land with people, and God showed him all the land before they didn't go in there, they were looking at it. And so he let Lot.
He chose
what he wanted. He took the best land, and Abram took what was left. Well, if you look at it, where Lot chose, it was where Sodom and Gomorrah was at.
That's
so
right.
What did he do? He went and pitched his tent in Sodom and Gomorrah,
and they
were judged drastically because of the sin of homosexuality. Well, think about it. America has planted, we've planted our seat now in Sodom right here in our country with what's happened this last week. We have planted our seat right here with Sodom and Gomorrah. That's what we have today. And what happened with Boy Back? Judgment came. So I don't know what's going to happen. God's not going to tolerate this much longer.
And people have come to America because they said, this looks like the good land.
Yeah, the good land.
See, that looks like the good land. That's the best land. Yeah. Well, you know, Lot was judging with his eyes, you know.
He saw the good part.
He saw what he liked, you know. And a lot of people do. They judge with their natural eyes. They don't judge spiritually. But, you know, even as they lived in that land, their standard was watered down because all of Lot's family, all of them,
none of
them wanted to leave. And they were all involved in this sin, in this city.
Even though they weren't
and
doing
they,
it themselves.
They saw it every day. They lived with it every day. And even, you know, the angel, God had so much grace that, you know, the angel practically had to drag them out of there and told them, if you don't go, you know, you're going to burn with the rest of them. I'm paraphrasing this.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he had to bring them out. And, you know, Lot's wife, he told them not to look back. But she was so in love with that city that she she couldn't help herself. Her flesh, her, you know, what she wanted, what she liked, she had to look back. She looked back and she was turned into a pillar of salt. Well, some people don't believe that. Mm-hmm. But then we could talk about salt. You know, salt is good. Jesus talked about salt. But if salt loses its savor or its flavor, it's no good for nothing but to be trampled underfoot.
That's it.
And God wants, we should be the salt and light. Jesus talked about that. But if we're not doing the Word of God and we're not living the Word of God and we're not speaking the Word of God, then we have really joined the enemy's camp.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're afraid to speak up. Because we're afraid that we're going to be, something's going to happen to us.
Or we're going
to
offend somebody.
Fear, right. Yeah. Fear. Mm-hmm. We're afraid we're going to hurt somebody's feelings, offend somebody, you know. No, we have to speak up for what's right and what's truth. Otherwise, we're just like them. We're just like Lot's wife. We've joined in with the crowd. Mm-hmm. See, people would rather join in with the crowd than to stand out and to be stand up for righteousness.
That's right.
We must stand up for what is right and righteousness. So, I don't know. I think there's a lot of people in America that have just blinded, and they say, well, you know, people are going to do whatever they want to do. Well, that's true, but how do these kind of decisions, five out of the nine people make the rules for the rest of this nation?
That's right.
And for every state?
You got it. That's what we have. Nine people made the decision.
But five of them made the wrong decision.
That's right.
And so
four made the right decision.
But even if you had nine people, how can nine people how do you choose nine people there? They need to be priests. They need to know. They need to be walking with the Lord. If they're not going to walking with the Lord, then you know what? Some people are going to they're going to choose Satan.
That's right.
They're not going to choose what's right.
Listen to this scripture right here, Pastor. I'm talking about. This is in Jude chapter. There's only one chapter.
Mm-hmm.
This is verse 7. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah
and
the cities about them, in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, sex, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire.
Eternal fire.
That's what it says.
So, you know, God promised that he would not destroy the earth again. That's
with
another
water.
Thing. With water.
That's right. It'd be fire next time.
But as I spoke last Sunday in church, fire. He said with the flood.
Right.
So there's a lot of other ways people can be destroyed. Just go back and look at the plagues that happened in Egypt. Look at what's happening in California right now. Look how dry they are.
Look at the plagues they had in Europe.
And look what our president said, and I should even probably share that because the prophetic word that I received. You know, he said that, I'd have to find the scripture. But anyways, what he said, he actually spoke a curse over our nation.
After 9/11.
Thunderbolt. He used the word thunderbolt.
The
word thunderbolt is only used one time in the
Bible.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in that scripture, and where it talks about thunderbolts in the Psalm, it says that.
Psalm 58.
And because of that, God released the fallen angels.
Whoa.
So that means that fallen angels have been released.
Mm-hmm.
Now you people say, well, how can that happen? Fallen angels live in the second heaven. And, you know, the battle is in the second heaven. You know, when Daniel had his problem, you had a good angel and you had a wicked angel. And they were fighting each other. It took 21 days they were in that battle.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that shows us that they're to do the battles in the heavenlies. We don't have that. We don't go to that place because, you know, we're not angels that can battle like they did, like with Daniel. But, you know, God has given us authority, which it tells us about in Ephesians chapter 6. But there's different levels of there's different kinds of angels. There's good and there's bad, and there's some that are worse than others. So it says over there, and I believe it was in Psalm 50. I'd have to look it up.
Was it 58 or 59? I was trying to remember. It talked about the thunderbolt. Well, anyway.
No, the thunderbolt was in.
Okay.
I'll see if I can find it while you're talking.
Okay.
But
we're down to about 4
so
minutes.
So here he's released.
That's
because
right.
of what he's. See, our words have power.
Right.
And that one word, when I heard him say that, I went, my spirit just said, what? Why did he use that word?
Thunderbolt.
Why did he use that word?
Yeah.
And so I said, the Holy Spirit just quickened me. And I said, I'm going to go look and see if that word is in the Bible. And when I did, I was shocked. Thunderbolt.
It's only mentioned one time in the Bible.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So, well, I was just, you know, all this is going on in our country right now. And so we have all the examples from the Word of God that God does not tolerate this. You know, he sent the prophets over and over to Israel for hundreds of years, and they didn't obey. And finally, what happened? He just lifted his hand off the land, and judgment came. I don't want us to be in that place, but we're just moving further and further away from God in everything that we're doing. And even with the abortion issue, that's been around, the abortion issue, what, since 1973. And so everybody thinks it's okay, but it's not. And so we got a lot of judgment coming if we don't change. And people's talking about having a revival in America. The only revival we can ever have will be if we can repent of what we've done that's been wrong and turn back to God, and then there can be a revival in the land. But we have to turn first of all. And that's what God said in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, over there, verse 14. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and listen to this, and seek my face, not his hand, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. He said, I'm going to hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin, and I'll heal their land. So we're down here to about two, a little over 2 minutes here, Pastor Donna. So did you buy that? Otherwise, we have to close here for this week. We're honored to be here with you. It's always been a pleasure to be here with you. And so we hope you got something out of this today. Like we mentioned up front, if you'd like to get a copy of what we talked about today, a CD or a tape, just send in a love offering. Make a check out to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. Mail it to Post Office Box 413, Stuart, Florida. And the zip is 34995. Tell us whether you want a CD or tape, and we'll get it out to you. We're honored to do that.
Thank you, Lord.
It's a pleasure to be here. Did you find it, honey?
No, honey.
Okay, well,
we'll have it for next week.
We will find it next week. So we're honored to be here with you. And if there's anybody listening today that's never accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in your life, today is the day. What a wonderful day to do it today. To turn your life, just ask him to come in. He'll forgive you your sins. You can start all over. You'll become a new creature in Christ Jesus, and all the old things that you did in the past will be passed away by his blood, and you'll become brand new today. So we just ask, do that if you haven't
Glory
done that.
God.
And so we're on this program every week because we love you, and we want to see the body of Christ raised to a new place in their walk and their holiness with God. So give them the phone number again,
yeah,
Pastor.
Yeah, it's Psalm 82:6.
Okay,
82:6. Right, it's in that psalm.
Okay.
So praise the Lord.
Okay.
Anyway, so this is Pastor Gina Donna Hilton. We're just blessed to be with you every Saturday, Lord willing, on this broadcast. And we're also on the internet. It's on WCNO.com at 12 noon. You can go back and listen to this again if you'd like to. We have services here in Stuart, Florida, Sunday morning service at 10 a.m., and every Friday we have services, and also on Saturdays. So please give us a call. We'd love to have you come visit us and worship with us, because worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is
the
Spirit of Prophecy. And our phone number here is area code 772-285-7007. That's 285-7007.
So we tell you every week when we close, we tell you to look up, because
look up.
Your redemption draweth nigh. God bless you, and have a great day.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives. And remember that Jesus is Lord, and that he is the Spirit of Prophecy.